All this harikatha, every day spoke over the course of many years. Every time there was a Rath Yatra festival, you give something more, Every year, something more.
So
this book was put together from all those Rath Yatra festivals over the course of maybe 8 years.
Das Buch haben wir unten im Shop jetzt neu.
Sorry?
We just have it now down. Many of these copies.
Yes.
Welches Buch ist das?
Rath Yatra hieß es.
Great nectar. When Mahaprabhu was dancing in Rath Yatra, one of the main pastimes, the main stimulus for mood, udipana for mood that he had was the pastime of when the Brajbasis, the gopis, saw Krishna again at Kurukshetra after maybe 80 years. Some say 100 years, many decades, not exact date, but Krishna, after the meeting at Kurukshetra, then a few years later was the battle at Kurukshetra. At Kurukshetra, there was a great solar eclipse. This was a unique solar eclipse because there was a special alignment of planets and therefore there was an alignment of energy and power and so everyone came to the Ketra, to the holy place of the Kurus, because they were the rulers. It was the Kurus Ketra. The Kurus lake there. Everyone would come to bathe. Because when there's a solar eclipse, tradition is that when it begins, you go in the water and bathe. When it's at the peak, you go in and bathe. And when it's over, you go in
and
bathe. And then you get the full blessing of that alignment and the eclipse, and it becomes auspicious instead of inauspicious. Because generally it's considered an inauspicious thing. Because the sun's covered. Or the moon. Oh, everyone was coming. Many great rishis and sages and kings. And thousands and thousands of persons. Krishna's entire family, his army, 16,108 queens, and all their maidservants, everyone's coming. Vasudev, Devaki.
And
somehow, Gurudev says, Nanda Maharaj heard about it. Actually, at a Rath Yatra festival in Berlin, Gurudev told us, because wherever there's a Rath Yatra with Gurudev, I just go. So he went to Berlin one time for
Rath Yatra.
And there he told that Krishna sent one letter saying that a secret letter was sent telling that you could come. Some of the older cowherd men and a few others would stay behind to watch everything. Make sure the cows were taken out. Just a few just to maintain things. Well, everyone else would come. The person didn't give a direct invitation but said the solar eclipse is coming and everyone is coming. And he suggested you could come. Because the whole time, Krishna's in Dwarka, he's missing the
Brajbasis.
And 80 years had gone by. So then the Brajbasis, under Nanda Maharaj's direction, they prepared many ox carts, everyone packed up everything, and they set off on a few days' journey to get to Kurukshetra.
So
they took all kinds of things with them because they're going to be there for a few days. But especially Mother Yashoda made sure that all of Krishna's toys, lots of butter from Braj, because she didn't want him eating Dwarka butter. So she put all kinds of extra little things. There's another cart full of stuff just for Krishna. So that he would be, because they're going to go see him after so long. And she wanted him to again remember, because she knows that the butter in Vrindavan is much better than from there. So she's taking many gifts like that, all the things that he would use. Because she sees him as a child, so she's bringing toys. 80 years have gone by. And in Dwarka he couldn't actually play like that. Even if she sees him like that, he would rasabas. Too many different kinds of moves are there. On the whole way, they were just they just kept thinking about Krishna, Krishna. They were so happy. The time passed very quickly when they arrived there. So, and everyone had been lamenting in separation for so long. Gopis and all lamenting for many years. They just barely keeping themselves alive with the hope that Krishna would come back. But he never came. And Krishna was also feeling separation from all of them as well. Because he wasn't satisfied to be in Dwarka. Not really. He wants to be controlled by love. And nobody else could really do it.
Niemand anders könnte es tun.
So he also was kind of passing his time. Gurudev told how he lamented the fact that he was bound, he had to satisfy the desires of all his devotees, wherever they are. But all he wanted was to be in Vrindavan. So everyone finally arrived, all the Vrajavasis finally got there. And then the sun was covered. And the whole world became dark in the eclipse.
And the sun and bit finsternis.
After they had bathed, the eclipse was finished. Then everyone went to Krishna's tent to get darshan. They all went to see him, offered their obeisances, because they all know he's Supreme Personality of Godhead. So after this eclipse, and Krishna was there, and they go to his tent. The Vrajavasis didn't, but all the Dwarka Vasis were going for darshan. All of them were going. Everyone. They've come past Krishna's tent to get darshan. There's thousands and thousands of Brahma Rishis, Brahma Vadis, and Maharishis, and all the great personalities of the universe practically were there. So, and Bhishma, Narada Muni, all different personalities of this sort. There's a Vyasa Deva's there, Gautam Rishi, Yajnavalkya, all the sons of Dhritarashtra. Just to give an idea, the whole army was there with the elephants, all the soldiers, and the horses, quite a 16,108 queens, and all their thousands of servants, and many tents and caravans all over the whole field around the lake where they went for the eclipse. Gurudev told how Krishna's tent would expand if there was thousands of people, and it would be smaller if there was just a small so that everyone felt comfortable with it. Like they were in a big hall. Only if there were thousands of people it would expand, otherwise it was smaller. And here all the people that were there were listed, all the Pandavas and the Yadu dynasty, so many persons were there. So, and Queen Kunti, also the mother of the Pandavas. She's talking to Vasudev and saying, oh, you must have forgotten me.
Du hast mich sicher vergessen.
You know, but Vasudev and Devaki spent 20 years in prison. And he tells her, I did not forget you. How could I forget you? But I was in prison. Kamsa put me there.
So
Mahaprabhu was remembering all of this. Because the gopis, when they arrived, they witnessed this whole scene. They saw all these persons were there. All treating Krishna in such a way, in such a royal way, and worshipping him. And they just thought, oh, we don't fit in here. We're just country people. We don't dress like that.
Wir sind nicht so angezogen.
We don't behave like that. The mood was all wrong for them. They felt so out of place. So while he was meeting with everybody, then Nanda Baba and the contingent from Vrindavan, they were also came nearby. On many bullock carts they were coming. Actually, the eclipse was finished by the time they got there. They weren't concerned about auspicious or inauspicious. They got there in time for the eclipse. Just to see Krishna again, that's the only thing that mattered to them. They weren't concerned about any blessing from observing an eclipse. That's how simple they are. That mood in Vrindavan. So,
because Krishna is like their everything, and they couldn't imagine another blessing which is more
greater,
so
yeah.
It's useless.
And their world was eclipsed already.
Und ihre Welt war schon verdunkelt durch die Absence.
So while Krishna was meeting, someone came and told Krishna,
jemand an Krishna that hat gesagt,
your father and mother are coming on a bullock cart.
Und Mutter sind auf einem Ochsenkarren unterwegs.
When Krishna heard this, immediately he just left that whole assembly.
Ist die ganze ran right Versammlung out of there. Und ist losgerannt.
And left everyone behind. He immediately
alle
just zurückgelassen,
ran out. Sofort ist Krishna gerannt.
There were thousands of rishis and great personalities there. And as soon as Krishna heard your mother and father
und
have arrived,
London, die sind da.
He just ran right out of the
front.
Gurudev said in 1 second his heart melted completely.
In einer Sekunde ist sein Herz
and he's crying as he's running. Oh, mother is coming? Oh, father is coming?
Father.
Krishna's running like that. And then he's crying, oh, mother, mother, where are you? It does work, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it does work. Yeah. Radha! Radhe! Very good. Huh? So when you blow the horn for prasadam in class, like that, they have to get a helicopter. So as Krishna was running and crying out like that,
Krishna so weint und rennt.
Then the bullock cart stopped. They heard Krishna.
Sie haben Krishna gehört und ihre aber Ochsenwagen haben angehalten.
Mother Yashoda and Anumaras got down from their cart. Oh, my son, my son, Krishna, Krishna. Oh, they're seeing him after so long. They don't know if they're to laugh or cry or all at once everything. Their hearts had been starved for decades. And then again they are seeing him with their own bobs. But at a distance was Radharani, Lalita, Vishaka. And they were all weeping. Gurudev said that somehow they had been tolerating separation from Krishna while they were traveling from Braj, because they knew they were going to see him.
And
all the separation they had felt for all those decades was now under a microscope, so to speak. It was completely focused upon in all its minuteness. Everything they felt for decades was condensed in that journey from Vrindavan to Kurukshetra. All in a moment. Because now they're thinking, we will see him soon. And so all the separation they felt for all those years was now all condensed. That journey. But now, as they became nearer and nearer, their distance, their tolerance disappeared. Because it was coming to an end. And now the gopis were crying like babies.
The gopis are like babies.
Openly crying like babies.
Often.
Everyone was weeping anyway. But now the gopis, because their mood, their love for Krishna, and all their relationship, which is not actually a relationship, quote unquote, there's no acceptable relationship. Everything's forbidden and hidden and covered. Eternally? But now they couldn't tolerate anymore. They couldn't keep their anguish hidden. They just cried like babies. Like a baby just doesn't care what anybody thinks, how crazy it sounds, how loud, how demanding, whatever the baby's mood is.
Just,
almost like it's being killed. So the gopis, it broke. It broke. All their capacity to hide everything, to cover everything, to shield themselves. No one could detect, no one could see what was going on in their hearts. No one ever knew about their meetings with Krishna when he was in Vrindavan. Ever. And now that was broken. But still they stayed at a distance. And this is how what was going on with them. Meanwhile, Krishna is sitting on the lap of Mother Yashoda.
Krishna sits auf dem Schoß von Mother Yashoda.
And Baladeva Prabhu falls at the feet of Nanda Maharaj.
Krishna's Bruder Balaram fällt zu Füßen von Nanda Maharaj.
Mother Yashoda also. Tears just flowing like a river. She's weeping loudly. Oh, my dear son, my dear son, my dear son. As she's holding him again on her lap. And she immediately covered Krishna's face. Like a baby. And milk, after 80 years, again flowed from her breast. Because it's a spiritual body, the form follows the mood. So again, milk flows. And she's weeping bitterly. She never wept so much as she was doing now. She never wept that much. As she, her tears had all dried up in Vrindavan, she just would often be like a statue. Dry.
Ganz trocken.
She was eclipsed. Because her ras was eclipsed. It could not be expressed. Krishna was not there. The kitchen was completely disused all that time. It was filled with cobwebs. No pot was turned upright to cook again. All were upside down.
A cover with cobwebs.
The whole kitchen was like that. So Nanda Baba took Baladeva onto his lap. And both are weeping. Baladeva's weeping. Nanda Maharaj is weeping. Krishna's crying out, Mother, Mother, and Baladeva is crying, Father, and Father. Because they're embracing, being held on the laps of their mother and father. And Nanda Maharaj caressed him. Such an astonishing. That this meeting at Kurukshetra.
This is Treffen in Kurukshetra.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada used to say that. To be able to serve the gopis,
den gopis zu dienen,
in that situation,
in
this is the highest service that could possibly be performed. Is that you could somehow perform some service at that time, when it would be needed the most.
Was am meisten benutzt wird. Bedürftig.
Yeah. Just jump. And Rohini was watching.
Rohini, die Mutter von Balaram, schaut.
And she's, oh, what amazing.
Oh, was für eine erstaunliche Szene.
They didn't think it would ever happen again, that they would ever be together. Everyone doubted it for so many decades.
So viele
would Krishna ever be reunited with the Braj Basu?
Sie immer wieder zusammen sein?
Devaki never saw Krishna like that.
Devaki hat Krishna nie so
weeping for her.
Nach ihm weinend.
He wasn't shy in front of her. He was shy in front of the Brajbasis, in front of Mother Yashoda, as we described at the previous station. But, and now she's watching how he's behaving, how he's weeping. He never behaved like that with me.
Mit mir hat er nie so einen Umgang gepflegt.
She's thinking, oh, he never sat on my lap. Krishna never sat on her lap. He wouldn't.
He was king.
Huh? But even when he came to Mathura, he was a
young boy.
11.
Huh?
Small enough to sit on his mother's lap, right?
Who is this? Who is this?
Devaki. In Krishna's pastimes, he's born from the womb of Mother Yashoda and Vrindavan. At the same time, he appears as Vishnu from the womb of Devaki.
He
didn't come out of her womb as a baby, but he appeared as Vishnu,
four arms,
fully decorated.
In Mathura.
In Mathura, in the prison cells.
In the dungeon.
I have a picture I can show you. That's a good thing about this.
From that time?
Oh, yes, I was there. Yeah. I took it with my iPad. Can you see that? It's a bit of a glare from the sun. Vasudeva and Devaki. Krishna appeared as Vishnu.
Vishnu and
Vyavan.
And they told him that, oh, in this form, you look like a combatant. And if Kamsa sees you like this, he'll want to fight you. And then we can't protect you because he's too powerful for us.
So can we dich nicht beschützen.
So you please take the form of a baby. Okay?
Und wo sie ihn verehrt haben, haben sie auch keine
so Devaki, he never sat on my lap.
Devaki hat jetzt so den Guru Kshetra gesagt, Krishna, du bist nie auf meinen Schoß gesessen.
And he never really cried out, Mother, Mother, to her either.
Nie, Mutter, Mutter, Mutter.
He would only formally say, oh, Mother.
Hat nur formell Mutter, Vater gesagt.
Because it was the etiquette. It was expected. The difference is between Mother Yashoda and Devaki. Is this your question? I see a question there behind those sunglasses. Mother Devaki, her prayer was that to the Lord that I want you to be my son. I want a son like you. But the Lord told her, but there's no one like me. So I myself will have to appear. Because there's no one like me. But she's praying to Vishnu. I want a son like you. And so he appeared as Vishnu. He was in her womb. So that she was pregnant. Right? A baby. But then the baby was out of the womb, miraculously, and there stands Vishnu.
This is Vishnu.
Great miracle. But Mother Yashoda, her prayer was different from Devaki's. What was her prayer?
I want the love of a parent.
Yes, for you. What? Is she this knows a, butter, a butterfly
so,
or a...
Yeah. She knows it's so much sweetness there.
Yeah. I see these everywhere. They're beautiful colors.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a butterfly.
Yeah. She knows this is more than a flower. This is eternal nectar.
The Bhagavatam, right? The Tanya chapter right there. So Maria Shoda had that mood, to be a mother's mood for you.
Für dich. Nicht ihn als Sohn zu haben, sondern die Eltern.
And therefore
Liebe
the Lord is her son.
Deswegen ist Krishna ihr Sohn.
Okay? Not the Lord, but her son.
Ist nicht der Herr,
she didn't want, she wasn't praying that God was my son. She was praying that she loved the Lord and that he should be her son. So her name was Dara.
Ihr Name war Dara.
Yeah? And she merged actually into Mother Yashoda.
Und sie ist eingegangen.
Because Mother Yashoda is Krishna's mother eternally. But Krishna performs the manifest pastimes in this world that don't occur in the spiritual world. Because in Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna is not born from Mother Yashoda's womb.
I just quickly, versteht man das?
Yeah.
Yes.
Huh?
Okay so far?
Yeah.
All right.
Das Dahara im letzten Leben, es war eine Sadaki, Dahara war eine Sadaka. Und sie hat stark gebetet für elterliche Liebe. Und sie, wo Krishna vor 5000 Jahren mit Mother Yashoda herabgekommen ist, ist Dahara eingegangen in Mother Yashoda. Und hat hier wie Gemeinschaft mit Mother Yashoda gehabt. Und
ist es verschmolzen in ihr?
Nicht verschmolzen, sie war wieder in diesem Körper drin.
Ah, okay.
Und dann in der spirituellen Welt, wo Lila wieder zurückging, ist sie eine Nachbarin geworden.
Because in Goloka Vrindavan, Mother Yashoda has a memory of giving birth to Krishna.
Sie hat eine Erinnerung, sie hat Krishna geboren.
But that pastime doesn't take place in Goloka Vrindavan.
Aber das geschieht nicht in der spirituellen Welt. Krishna ist dort nie
It's
geboren.
A manifest pastime.
Das geschieht nur, wenn sich Lila in die materielle Welt verschiebt.
And so Mother Yashoda gets to experience that in the material world.
In der materiellen Welt.
Because Dara had that desire to be a mother to Krishna, and then she merged into Mother Yashoda, all by the Lord's arrangement.
But
many things the mind won't be able to follow. But you can see that moods, if we have the same mood as someone, that we become, you know, simpatico, you know, we understand each other quite well, right? And so Dara and Mother Yashoda had that in common.
Sie hatten das gemeinsam.
That motherly mood for Krishna.
Diese
perfectly.
Perfekte Stimmung. Yeah?
By Krishna's arrangement, they were one. So, Devaki's reflecting how Krishna doesn't at all, never behaved with her like he does Devaki openly. Now she's seeing him behave like that with Yashoda.
Krishna hat mich nie so verhalten mit mir.
And she's looking how Yashoda is completely in the mood that Krishna is my son.
Krishna is mein Sohn, so hat sie
my son. Very possessive. She's thinking, oh, she's going to take him back to Vrindavan.
Ich werde ihn jetzt zurücknehmen nach Vrindavan.
She will take him back to Vrindavan. He'll go forever. And I'll never come back to Dwarka again. She's observing, she sees that love and affection, the possessiveness, the mamata that Mother Yashoda has for him. So she wanted to tell Mother Yashoda something because she wants Krishna with her.
Yeah?
Right? Because she also had the desire that the Lord would be her son. And she's not going to want to let him go. But she can see that Krishna's love for Yashoda is what he never showed her.
Right?
She wanted to tell her that he's not your son.
Und dann wollte Devaki zu Mutter Yashoda gehen und sagt, er ist nicht dein Sohn.
He's my son, although right now he is forgetting me and thinks that you're his real mother.
Momentan hat er es vergessen, er denkt, du seist seine wirkliche Mutter.
She wanted to tell Krishna, You're not the son of Yashoda. You're my son. Write this
sermon.
But she couldn't say all that in front of all these people. Such an assembly of people. Great personality. Everyone's watching each other because it's in royal court. Krishna. Bhagavan. Much worship is going on. And everyone's behaving in a certain way.
Oh,
you know. So she can't say directly. So she has to speak in a roundabout way. So she said, oh, dear friend Yashoda, how wonderful to see you. You are so wonderful and such a merciful person you are. When we were in Kamsa's prison, we couldn't support Krishna. So in a hidden way, we sent our son to you in Gokul. Are you familiar with these pastimes?
No.
Not really? Yeah? I'll show you another picture.
Soll ich ein Bild zeigen?
Vasudev. When Vishnu again became took a baby form, then he carried him across the Yamuna,
hat ihn über die Yamuna getragen,
to Vrindavan.
Nach Vrindavan.
Okay? And there he put the baby next to Mother Yashoda.
Hat das Baby nach neben Mutter Yashoda
gelegt. Went quietly into the house. She was asleep. She had just given birth.
Sie hat gerade Krishna, den wirklichen Krishna, geboren.
Right? And there was a baby girl lying there next to Mother Yashoda, she had just given birth to. And he put the boy down and And Kamsa, when he came into their prison cell, he heard a child was just born. Because he was killing every one of her children. Because it was a prophecy that her son would kill him. So he decided to kill all her children. To make sure he got the right one. And then when Kamsa tried to kill her, she appeared as Durga.
Maya Devi.
She told him, oh, you fool. She gave him a kick in the head, actually. And told him that though the one that you're seeking has already been born somewhere else. She said, he was born somewhere else.
Die Person, die dich töten wird, ist geboren worden an einem anderen Ort.
Even right from the beginning, Krishna was not Devaki's son.
So deswegen ist es schon klar im Bhagavatam. Krishna's
Maya Devi said, you should know that the one you're seeking was born somewhere else.
Weil den, den du suchst, ist an einem anderen Ort geboren.
And you will not be able to stop him.
Kannst du nicht mehr stoppen.
She appeared like that. It's all in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Das ist alles im Srimad Bhagavatam.
Actually, I've got nice videos of all this.
But she was like, excuse me, but she's Durga, right? Mahamaya.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Durga Devi. Yeah, she appeared there.
What happened to the baby girl?
Yes. Yeah, but that baby girl, das ist Mädchen hat, oder? Er hat das zurück, also ins Gefängnis zurückgenommen. Sie war ja von dort, von Vrindavan, hat das zurückgenommen, ist wieder ins Gefängnis und alle Türen sind zugegangen. Und dann hat Kamsa das gehört, das Schreien, ist reingestürzt und wollte das Baby töten und wollte es zerschmettern. Aber dann ist es ihm ausgerutscht aus der Hand und ist die vierarmige, also die mehrarmige Durga gefallen.
Ah, das Baby ist das geworden.
So, one can say, like, in the hand of a materialist like Kamsa,
yes,
this Shakti, this energy becomes the external energy.
Yes.
But in the hand of a devotee, she's Yoga Maya. She will arrange everything. Mm. In the hand of a materialist, she becomes death.
Death.
She becomes matter. She becomes the external experience.
Right.
But in the hand of a bhakta, she becomes Yoga Maya and will arrange everything for meeting the Lord.
Wow. Yeah. So there's so many things.
So viele Sachen.
I don't want to go off track too
much.
But it's important.
Ich möchte nicht, das ist eine wichtige Frage, was du gestellt hast.
So Devaki tried to say, oh, thank you for taking care of my boy.
Devaki, danke, dass du dich um meinen Sohn gekümmert hast.
You know, you've been so kind.
So liebenswürdig.
You know, and everything.
Bye. Yeah. Yeah, she's pretty much telling her. You can go now.
Du kannst jetzt gehen. Yeah.
He's staying here.
Danke dir.
That whole idea. But Rohini saw that Devaki was making trouble like this.
Rohini hat gesehen, Devaki macht jetzt ein bisschen Schwierigkeiten.
And she said to trick to her that many senior persons, Queen Kunti and others, they're asking for you, so we have to go greet them now.
Müssen sie jetzt begrüßen.
It's your responsibility. And so she took her away like that.
Und hat dann Devaki weggenommen, dass Mudir Shoda und Krishna alleine zusammen sein können.
So Mother Yashoda, she was with Krishna, and Nanda Maharaj with Balaram, and they were all so happy to be together again.
So glücklich, dass sie wieder zusammen
sind. She saw the gopis were just some distance away.
Aber die Gopis,
they had no chance to openly come forward.
Sie haben keine Chance, zusammen zu sein.
They were just kind of along for the ride. In everybody's eyes, they came along.
Sie sind einfach mitgekommen.
Right, but they couldn't openly approach.
Sie konnten Krishna nicht öffentlich
begrüßen. They're already married.
Sie waren ja schon verheiratet.
You know, it's with bad etiquette. Married lady used to come. So they had to stay back.
Sie mussten zurückbleiben.
It's a parakia bow. It's forbidden.
It's verboten.
Parakia means belongs to someone else.
Parakia heißt, man
gehört jemand anderem. Because the gopis belong to somebody else.
Die Gopis gehören jemand anderem.
So they could not come forward.
Sie können nicht vorher
warten. Yashoda,
Mother Yashoda,
she knows that they also want to see Krishna.
Sie möchte auch Krishna sehen.
After so long. Because all the Rajbasis love Krishna.
Alle einladen.
So they should also see him.
Sie möchten ihn auch sehen.
As a mother, she knew
als Mutter
that there was some special mood there. But exactly what was going on, she didn't know.
Sie kann nicht verstehen.
Because they were all children together. They grew up together.
Zusammen
they should, of course, they should say hi again. Say hello and meet again after so long. Everyone's waiting only for that moment, all those years. Right? So then she knows that they're going to die if they don't meet with Krishna.
Aber sie werden sterben, wenn sie jetzt nicht mit Krishna zusammen sein können.
She saw how they're weeping like babies.
Wie sie weinen, die Gopis.
Then she made an excuse.
Dann hat sie eine Ausrede gemacht.
To go somewhere.
Das and then the Gopis could come in. Und dass die Gopis reinkommen.
And meet with Krishna.
Und dass Krishna treffen.
After so long.
Nach so langer Zeit.
And what they said at that meeting.
Und was sie dann sagen.
We will discuss at the next station.
Und das,
or this evening.
Yeah, we have one more station.
One more station. Okay, we have one more station. Gaur Premanande.
Hariyo.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was remembering this.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu erinnert sich an all das, während tanzt vor Jagannath im Ratha-Yatra.
This is the time.
Das ist die Zeit.
This takes place.
Und
every
ist
year,
die Zeit,
we reenact the festival.
Ist gerade das Festival.
Gaudiya Vaishnavas remember Mahaprabhu.
Und Gaudiya Vaishnavas erinnern sich an Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
As he remembers all these things.
Wie sich an all das erinnert.
So it's a very special festival.
Ein spezielles Festival.
Our Gurudeva told us, if you understand Rath Yatra,
wenn du Rath Yatra verstehst,
truly,
wirk,
then you will understand all Lila Tattva,
dann
all
Ras Tattva. Ras Tattva.
Everything is there in it. Everything is there in it.
Alles da drin ist.
To really understand Braj,
um Vrindavan zu verstehen,
Mahaprabhu revealed it, opened it up,
hat das wie offenbart,
made it available.
Hat es
so that all his associates could come and join in the Rath Yatra.
Dass alle Gefährten
bring Krishna back to Vrindavan.
Und ihn wieder zurück nach Vrindavan bringen können.
Okay.
Wir gehen an einen spektakulären Felsen.